The Louisiana legislature continues its two-week-long special session today. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita have left a $1 billion shortfall in the state budget, and legislators are trying to close that gap without raising taxes. In fact, they're likely to approve a series of tax cuts they hope will boost the economy. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Baton Rouge.
Louisiana leaders recognize the irony of it. They're dealing with the worst budget crisis in state history, a huge deficit that's already led to cutbacks at schools, hospitals, and other agencies. But Governor Kathleen Blanco is among many state officials calling for a series of tax reductions for big business that will make the shortfall worse.
Why, some may ask, when we have such serious budget problems, would we deepen our budget problems with tax breaks? Because getting our businesses back to work will speed our recovery.
Blanco, a first-term Democrat, is seeking about $100 million in tax breaks. She wants to reduce the sales tax businesses pay on machinery, electricity, and natural gas, as well as the franchise tax corporations pay when they take on new debt. Even before the storms, Louisiana was planning to phase out some of those taxes. But business lobbyists say they should be eliminated immediately to encourage companies to rebuild. John LeBlanc is with the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry.
You got manufacturing companies that may have lost everything. They have to go out and, you know, decide whether or not I want to reinvest in Louisiana or go somewhere else. And they're looking for some sort of signal that there's going to be assistance for them to rebuild here. This gives a little relief to the companies that didn't ask for this storm, that they haven't been trying to live with the storm.
LeBlanc's lobby has long favored tax cuts in Louisiana, where the business tax burden ranks roughly around the national mean. But the renewed emphasis on the issue now, while the state is struggling to balance its budget, angers some critics. At the Service Employees International Union, which represents state and local government workers, organizer Wade Ratke says this isn't the time for tax cuts when his members are losing their jobs because of the shortfall.
We don't understand why, as desperate as we are, that's a good economic policy to cut taxes that support public services. And these public services are only going to come by us paying taxes now, not these kind of tax breaks.
Opponents say tax cuts are not a high priority for most businesses affected by the storms. It's more urgent, they say, to reestablish government services like schools and hospitals so families can return home. Indeed, many small businesses are suffering from a lack of employees and customers because large areas of the Gulf Coast remain uninhabited. Democratic Representative Juan LaFonta says tax breaks for business will do little to help his New Orleans district.
You're giving millions of dollars away in taxes, but we're giving nothing to the people that impacted. This is supposed to be a session about the people of Katrina and Rita, not the businesses who can benefit from people that got disadvantaged in Katrina and Rita.
LaFonta is among a handful of Louisiana legislators to speak out against the tax breaks, but the measures enjoy broad support in both parties, and the Louisiana House of Representatives is likely to approve them tonight. Their sponsor, Democratic Senator Willie Mount, concedes cutting taxes will cost the government money, but she says Louisiana has to respond to other states that are trying to lure hurricane-stricken businesses away.
We are in a global economy, so we're constantly competing, and we are, you know, very much wanting our businesses to come return home. We want new businesses to come to our state. We welcome them, and we understand their challenges, and we want to work with them to get through these tough times.
Senator Mount stresses big business won't be the only beneficiary of Louisiana's tax cuts. The legislature also is considering a sales tax holiday one weekend next month when consumers could buy gifts or other items without paying state tax, an effort to help Gulf Coast retailers boost what could be a dismal Christmas shopping season. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Baton Rouge.